Sports Talk Show in Atlanta for your ride home.
You strong? They said, I'm strong if you strong. I said, we strong then.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are Dukes and Bell. Guys, glad to have you listening. We had a chance to talk with Alexi Lawless last week, Mike. He came in studio. First of all, big shout out to him. I know he was staying in the Palatial Hotel room out in Buckhead, and he made his way here to the building, which is a mess right now simply because they're doing all this construction. But he was patient, came in, he killed it. Everybody was talking about what he had to say. Even Darren Eales was like, he's good for a hot take. And
get everybody so fired up, we wanted to play the game that night. We
no
had to
doubt.
Wait until Saturday. Yeah.
But now that we are champions, Alexi Lawless, how do you see this squad now? Welcome back in, man. Thanks so much for jumping on with us.
Gentlemen, it was a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be in your town. It's a pleasure to work with you, and now it's a pleasure to talk with you from Los Angeles. It's so hot; I got to put my windows down, man. look, it was a blast. We had a great time. You're welcome. You're welcome for my support. You're welcome for basically bringing you the first title in I don't know how many years. So, Darren did his thing, and the players did their thing. But ultimately, when you won my support. As the MLS super team, it was a fait accompli, and ultimately it played that out that way on the field with Atlanta. I won't say dominating, but doing exactly what they did. And ultimately, nobody cares how you got it, but you got that parade, you got the confetti. You can never have too much confetti, and that trophy will live long in the memories of everyone in Atlanta and those of us that visited and those that were watching around the country and around the world.
And I do speak for Carl and I and every other Atlanta United fan who we say thank you for when you shut down that Giovanni Savarese argument that somehow it was a bogus foul call and yada, yada. As we said, don't let our oldest guy on our team steal the ball from one of your best players, okay, for that first goal.
You got it. You got it. And look, I'll tell you a story. We were kicked out of our studio because we didn't have the right passes. I don't know if you heard, but they were using this as a dress rehearsal because evidently you have what's the thing for the NFL at the end? What's the championship game called?
That's a Super Bowl.
Yes, Super Bowl.
Yes, you have a Super Bowl evidently coming to Atlanta, and so they were using it as a run through. And the security said, "Hey, you don't have the right passes." And so we actually went into a suite of some wonderful Atlanta United fans, and they adopted us, and we were high fiving and everything. But it just was a small little example of the incredible Southern hospitality that everybody had, and obviously how much that team has meant to this this area and this market, and it's just amazing to see it and to cap it all off and put that cherry on top and that exclamation point with an MLS cup. It's great. But now you got yourselves a target on your back, and whether it's Darren and Carlos and everyone there, they got to go out there and figure out a way to duplicate that or at least be among the best and the elite going forward, because it's going to look very different, this team, in very short order with Tata leaving and probably Miguel Almiron leaving. But they've spent money and they've spent wisely, so it's up to them to figure out a way to reproduce the results next year.
Alexi Lawless joining us, guys. You watch him on Fox Sports. Check out his podcast. He's doing it all. And we're talking Atlanta United, but obviously MLS and soccer. What's this mean for the league, though, Alexis? Because, you know, we talked about this. The ratings were good. People around the country were paying attention to this. Now, what does this do for other owners and other clubs around the league?
Well, I think Sir Arthur deserves a tremendous amount of credit because of what he has done and how I think it's going to impact and affect other teams and other owners out there. Now, look, you're always going to have your haves and the have-nots. You don't want that disparity to be huge. But the reality is not everybody's going to spend, and not everybody's going to spend in the same way. However, if I'm an MLS fan in Colorado or in New England or something like that, I'm turning around and saying, hey, look what you can do when you actually spend some money, when you take it seriously, and I would be on the phone and I would be making sure that my feelings are heard to say, hey, we want the same type of ambition and we want the same type of commitment that Arthur Blank gives to that Atlanta team. And that's not just about the players that you buy. It's the resources and it's the facilities that they have. And when I was in that stadium the other day, I know the Falcons are the Falcons, but the reality is that is as much a soccer stadium as it is an American football stadium in the way that it was built, in the way that it's run, and in the way that they treat those two teams. And that is a template going forward. But guess what, guys? Janet Jackson, what have you done for me lately? And those Atlanta fans, I'll be really interested to see when the team isn't good. And it's going to happen because MLS is notoriously brutal, especially the teams that are good. And it will be interesting to see how they look at their team if and when that time comes where it's not going well. I hope that's a long time from now, as I'm sure Darren Hills does, and that's his job. but it's going to come at a certain point, and that's really where we're going to find out what Atlanta is when it comes to being a soccer town.
It is the preeminent soccer analyst, Alexi Lawless, from the U.S. men's national team, of course, now from Fox Sports as well, and a big fan of United. Alexi, I mean, if we get Miggy sent off to Europe and United makes north of $20 million, we're also showing a business model that a lot of teams can emulate if you get the right guys in your system.
Yeah, but you got to spend money to make money, and then, like any good business, especially a business that's basically a startup in 2 years, you got to put that money back into the business if you truly believe it. And I think that's exactly what they're going to do. So yes, there's the business of making the money, but then there's taking some of those profits and putting them back to make sure that those Atlanta United fans consistently have a quality product. And you hedge your bets by spending money and spending it smart. And if Pity Martinez is the next player to come in, as the rumors have it, that's a good signing on paper. But until the actual players get there and they're on the field, well, they're going to have a lot to live up to when they finally get that team sorted and playing in CONCACAF Champions League. And then obviously MLS, no rest for the wicked, man. It's going to come real quick, that new season, and you better have a good product to put on the field, because it's going to be compare and contrast for a long time from this 2018 team.
No doubt. It's Alexi Lawless, guys, Fox Sports, talking with us here on Dukes and Bell about Atlanta United. As far as our coach is concerned, you know what Tata brought. You know what his record was as far as, you know, what he brought to the table. We asked Darren Eales today about what they're looking for in a coach. If you were hiring a coach for Atlanta United, knowing these players, what are you trying to do? What kind of guy are you bringing in?
Well, the interesting thing about Tata is, look, from an X's and O's perspective, he's great. There are plenty of other ones that are great. But really, and you guys know from an American football perspective, in particular collegiate football perspective down in that area, what's the most important thing? You got to have good players, and that applies to all sports. But how do you get those players when it comes to coaching, when it comes to college? You recruit them. And so the ability to recruit good quality talent is a huge, huge and valuable asset to any coach that they get. And look, when Tata Martino picked up the phone, it's very, very different than somebody else picking up the phone. When you come in for your interview and you're being wined and dined, when you're sitting with Tata Martino, it's a very different conversation and a very different experience than somebody else. So they're going to have to go out there and find somebody that has some cachet if they want to continue down this road and keep mining that South American talent pool that they have right now. So when I think about this, you have a Schelotto who's out there who I think checks a lot of boxes, but these guys are very, very smart in what they've done so far. Maybe they want to zig and zag at a different point, and maybe they bring in a less profile head coach going forward. But once again, that recruiting element I think is huge going forward in order to replace the talent that's leaving.
It is Alexi Lawless dropping knowledge. We'll talk some Falcons here, guys, coming up as part of the big story. But Alexi, reviewing what happened here in the championship. All right, Alexi, who's coming to get us in the Eastern Conference? Red Bulls, we kind of exorcised the demons. Same with NYCFC. Who's coming to get us this next year?
Well, I would just remind you that last year at this time, we were looking at a Toronto FC in a historical fashion as MLS champions, and we were talking about them being the greatest Major League Soccer team ever in the 22-plus year history. Toronto FC did not even make the playoffs, and that's why I say MLS is brutal. And so when I look at the Eastern Conference, you're still going to have your teams. I think Toronto's going to come back hot and heavy, to be quite honest, next year. And look at this last year as an anomaly, as an aberration in terms of what they are doing, not necessarily in terms of MLS. You're going to have your Red Bulls, who I think are going to have to do some things in order to get over that hump, and not just the Atlanta hump, the hump of never having won an MLS Cup. They're going to be in Champions League too. I think NYSC, which had a really weird year, and I know Atlanta went up and got that great result up there in Yankee Stadium. They had a really weird year where the coach left mid-year. I think having a full year under one coach is going to be beneficial, and David Villa moving on. So I think there's going to be a lot of changes right now as to how these teams that performed in 2018 perform in 2019. Atlanta's going to have their hands full dealing with everybody who's coming for them.
Who's the best player in MLS? Is it Joseph Martinez, hands down? And if he is, who's the second best player in MLS?
No, I think that Miguel Almiron is the best player. Best goal scorer is Joseph Martinez.
Okay.
I think Miguel Almiron, if you asked all the coaches in the league, between the two, who would you rather have on your team?
Yes.
They're going to say Miguel Almiron because, look, it's the hardest thing to do, scoring goals. But when you have a Miguel Almiron, the space that he opens up, the danger that he causes, and the attention that he draws, would mean that I would score my fair share of goals. Now, that's not taking anything away from what Joseph Martinez does, because he did it at a rate that's phenomenal and historic. But I think ultimately, from a soccer perspective, Miguel Almiron was the best player, not the most valuable player, the best player in the league. Because I voted for Joseph Martinez as MVP.
And you got Zlatan sticking around. That's good for the sport, good for L.A., yes?
Oh, yeah. He's going to be licking his chops, too, to come back. Because now he's seen what MLS is all about. And first off, he's going to get paid, as he should. He came over and said, man, I gave you a cut rate. You're going to pay the man. You're going to pay the lion. And after what he did last season, he certainly deserves it. And he is going to be coming for you guys and everybody else. And he brought it in the first year. I'll be really interested to see what he's like in the second year, knowing the league, understanding the travel, understanding the level, understanding the challenges on and off the field. Zlatan likes to live up to people's expectations and surpass them at times. And 2019, I think, is going to be interesting for him.
Man. Boy, you know what? I can't even wait till the season rolls around. I'll be honest with you.
I know, man.
I mean, I can't. I mean, Alexi, here's the deal. We are already in this moment right now. We're still, you know, just kind of taking it all in. But you're right. There is still this, you know, thing to be proved as far as moving forward. This team sustaining success. And you brought this up when you were in studio with us last week. You said, listen, getting here is easy, right? I mean, once you've gotten here, but now staying here and being the preeminent team that everybody says, man, they're good year in and year out. Or, you know, hey, that's a team you've got to watch out for. That, to me, is going to be the interesting thing to see if Atlanta United can sustain this.
Well, good news is you won a title. The bad news is you won it in a league that is notorious for parity, and it's manufactured. It is by design, and for my money, it's why it makes Major League Soccer so interesting, because any given year, any team can win it. And yes, there is a separation, and yes, Atlanta spent a lot of money, but I'm telling you right now, if I find the man or woman who can consistently and accurately predict and bet and win money on Major League Soccer, I am taking them right now in this car. We are driving to Vegas, and I'm going to secure my future and my children's future and future generations' future.
I love it. That is natural excitement, man. I don't know if you're caffeinated or not, but we love it, bro. Thanks for coming on the show twice in 1 week, Alexi. Really appreciate it.
Thank you guys, too, and for everything that you guys do there. And yeah, you saw around the corner, and you deserve all the credit for making sure that this is a relevant team and something to champion, and it should be celebrated by everybody there. And certainly from afar, we are celebrating what you're doing. But 2019, it's coming. Get ready.
No doubt. Hey, man, be safe. We'll watch you on the tube, and check out his podcast, guys. Thanks so much, brother.
Thanks.